Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 73. Help, My Significant Other Doesn't Want to Get Healthy, Part 1, by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, fellow life optimizer, and welcome to Optimal Health Daily. I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from many of the most popular blogs out there, with author permission, of course. And if there are any blogs you'd love to hear on this show, definitely suggest them on our site, oldpodcast.com. Let us know, we'll reach out to the authors ourselves and see if we can get permission to read them here on the show. And if you didn't know already, there are two other podcasts where we read you blogs, Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Finance Daily. So if you like the premise of this show, definitely check those out too. You can subscribe to both in the same place you're hearing this show. Just search for Optimal Living Daily and you'll see them. Today's inspirational quote comes from a man named William Feather. The way to get ahead is to start now. Speaking of starting now, let's get this going and start optimizing your life. Help, My Significant Other Doesn't Want to Get Healthy, Part 1, by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com. We have a lot of rebels in committed relationships in the nerd fitness rebellion. Unfortunately, we also have a lot of rebels in relationships struggling to live healthier lives while their significant other isn't on the same page quite yet, making living a leveled up life all that much more difficult. I tend to get a handful of emails with similar situations every week, from husbands worried about wives, wives worried about husbands, girlfriends worried about girlfriends, children worried about their parents, robots worried about their robots, and so forth. Here's the gist of most emails. Quote, Hey Steve, being healthy and living right has been very challenging to say the least. I'm currently struggling with making dietary adjustments. I tried creating my own grocery list separate from my family, but found out very quickly that I truly cannot afford it. I've not quit working towards my goal of a healthier lifestyle. On the contrary, I'm trying to bring my wife on board too, so we're in this together, but it's an uphill battle. She's not ready to make the changes I am, and it's making it difficult for me to stick with my plan. I have a hunch there are plenty of readers out there who are financially obligated to eat what the rest of the family is eating and want to change, but may be meeting resistance from a significant other. Too often, I've been a quitter in the things I start, but I am so sick of the way I look and feel that it just disgusts me to even consider giving up now. I want to be able to see my grandkids one day, my children are 3 and 7, and I want my wife to see them as well. I know there are people out there like me who may be considering giving up because the pushback from someone so close makes it feel impossible. End quote. How to turn things around. This is a crazy situation, one that I'm sure a huge portion of the nerd fitness community is dealing with right now. You're with somebody who you love unconditionally, yet they enable your unhealthy behavior and push back when you say you want to make changes. In fact, when you tell your loved one that you want to lose weight or start eating better, they say something like, "But I like you just the way you are." There are other, even more difficult situations in which rebels have loved ones who have let themselves go physically and are scarily unhealthy. Let's be honest. There is no good way to tell somebody you love things like, quote, "You need to lose weight," or, quote, "You really should start exercising." If you're worried about this person, I bet they already feel incredibly self-conscious and will get immediately defensive if you open up a discussion with them about their health or appearance. If you can relate to these struggles, it's time to use a bit of inception to get your uncooperative significant other on your side. Plant the seed. As we've learned from Dom Cobb in Christopher Nolan's film Inception, quote, "What is the most resilient parasite? Bacteria? A virus? An intestinal worm? An idea. Resilient, highly contagious. Once an idea has taken hold of the brain, it's almost impossible to eradicate. An idea that is fully formed, fully understood, that sticks, right in there somewhere." End quote. If you have a significant other who is out of shape, not interested in getting healthy, and you find yourself worried about him or her, you can't force them to exercise or make healthier food choices. Nagging them to exercise or telling them they should exercise will not work. If it's not your significant other's own idea, he or she will reject it or quickly give up at the first sign of resistance. You can, however, plant an idea deep in their subconscious that life is better when leveling up, inception style. Note, we're not advocating manipulation of your significant other. We saw how that worked out for Cobb's wife in the movie. Instead, we're merely suggesting that you align the pieces in the right place so that when your significant other is ready to change, they're lined up for success. Remember, it took you years and years before you made the decision to get healthy. Your significant other might be on a different timetable than you, so please be patient. There are some tips to make sure you're ready to help when they're interested in changing. Hear those in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "Help, My Significant Other Doesn't Want to Get Healthy," by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, this post is about twice as long as the ones I typically read here on the show, so I'll finish the rest on tomorrow's episode. What I like about this post so far is that Steve is alluding to something called motivational interviewing. He just hasn't addressed it by name yet, but it's a really useful tactic for people when they don't know they are quite ready to start changing their behaviors. You can use motivational interviewing to get them to realize that they really do. And so it's kind of using this idea of inception. And again, I'll talk more about this on tomorrow's show. Now, just a little reminder, if you like this show, you'll definitely love the other two podcasts in our family, Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Finance Daily. They're similar in that they read to you from popular blogs, but Optimal Living Daily focuses on habit building, productivity, minimalism, and personal development. Optimal Finance Daily covers personal finance blogs. We'd love it if you'd show some support for those shows too. You can simply search for them in the same place you're hearing this podcast. And as promised, I'll be back tomorrow to finish this post from Nerd Fitness. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.